God of our fathers, who by land, sea, and air has ever led us on to victory, please continue your inspiring guidance in our conflicts. Grant to our coalition forces that disciplined valor and mutual confidence which assures success in war.
10:24 now, the Bob France Authority continues on AM 1420, The Answer. Happy birthday to the United States Marine Corps, Hoorah, Semper Fi, and of course, to all veterans of the United States, as tomorrow is Veterans Day. We say thank you for the service, your service to our country, providing us with the liberty, safety, and security that we all enjoy today. Dr. Ron Martinelli is a forensic criminologist. He's also the author of The Truth Behind the Black Lives Matter Movement and the War on Police. And we're talking about the shooting in Sutherland Springs, Texas, just this past Sunday. It's not too terribly far from the ranch where Dr. Ron lives. And Dr. Ron, you talked about four different types of reasons or general reasons why mass murderers or mass shooters, active shooters, undertake such, grisly steps, and you think that the one that applies here to this particular killer is revenge. Revenge upon whom?
That's correct. First of all, let me just go over the four, and that way it helps us with our process of elimination.
Well, we're limited on time, Dr. Round, about 4
minutes. Okay.
Well, so you might want to just dive right into
Bob,
this particular case.
You know what? In direct answer to your question, anger revenge is the number one. And so he had ties to this church. He used to be a member of this church before he decided to become an atheist. And he was, his in-laws all attended that church. And he ended up killing his grandmother-in-law in that congregation when he came in there that day. His mother-in-law did not go to services that morning. On the October 31st, which was Halloween, immediately prior to the shooting, he had shown up at the church for an event with one or two of his kids. And that sort of surprised the church congregation, but they thought, oh, maybe he's going to, you know, make up with the in-laws. Maybe this is a good sign. I believe the church, with all due respect to our governor, it doesn't believe so. I believe that he did target the church because he had no other relationships with any other churches or people in them. And by the way, he lived in New Braunfels, which is 35 miles away from Sutherland, and he would have passed about 40 churches along the way that he could have used that would have all been soft targets that he could have used, for his for his murderous escapade.
So
but he
you
didn't
think
do
he was
that.
Specifically you think he was specifically targeting his in-laws, and perhaps because and I kind of surmised this just earlier this week, talking about the fact that he was convicted of beating their daughter, as well as their grandson, his stepson, as you mentioned, fracturing his skull. So that probably drove quite a bit of a stake or a wedge between them. So you think he was specifically targeting them?
Well, I think that was a reason that he went there, but he obviously targeted the entire congregation.
No,
and
but when I say targeting, I mean that's why he chose that church, though.
Oh, I
that's
believe
where
so.
They,
yeah.
That's where he believed
because,
they would be.
Absolutely, because there's no other nexus with any other place. Okay, he didn't do what Stephen Paddock did, where Stephen Paddock went to Chicago, went to a couple of other venues in Las Vegas, and was looking for the appropriate soft target.
Right.
He didn't. There's no information that shows us that he went to any other soft targets. He went to that soft target. And neighbors that live next to him reported that a week before the shooting, they heard a lot of rapid-fire gunfire from a carbine and a pistol. So we know he was practicing prior to the event.
Right.
And we know that he was wearing body armor that was purchased prior to the event. So this was a planned methodical operation for him.
Do you think, Dr. Ron, based on your knowledge of this and your analysis, do you think that he was planning to leave that church and go and shoot up other places as well, given the fact that he had more guns in his car? He didn't take them all in with him. It makes me wonder, was he planning when he was done killing there to jump in the car and go and continue the murdering?
Well, you know, Bob, you know I'm a forensic guy, so I deal with facts. I don't like to speculate. But if you put the body armor together, why was he wearing body armor? He wanted to survive
he wanted
that.
To survive,
why did he have?
Yeah.
Why did he have additional guns? Yes, I think he was planning on shooting or at least shooting it out with law enforcement along the way. I don't think he planned on being engaged by an armed citizen, and he was severely wounded by the armed citizen who managed, with such a good shot, managed to shoot between the panels of his body armor.
I was told he was hit in the leg. The body armor didn't extend.
Yeah. Once in the leg and once between the panels and the body armor. And okay. Then, of course, the third round was a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head.
Right.
But he was trying to flee. So the question that remains open is he's still armored up. He's still got guns. He's weaponized. And where is he going to go, right? Well, to me, if I was to follow that fact pattern, I'd be going for the in-law's house.
What does it say about him, Dr. Round? And we have to wrap it up with this one. Multiple reports were from witnesses who survived that he particularly targeted children, that it wasn't just scattershot. It wasn't just that whoever moves gets hit, that he specifically pointed and aimed and knew he was killing children in that case.
Absolutely.
And
you know, Bob,
19-month-old, but that's one of the horrific things.
One of the horrific things about active shooters, this guy in particular, because he picked on innocent things, a dog, right? He beat up a dog. He severely beat a dog. He severely beat a child that wasn't even a toddler. And he had, and by the way, I believe he felt that was one of the things that got him into the most trouble. And I believe he took that anger and revenge out on those small children. But don't forget that active shooter profile is they show no mercy. They shoot indiscriminately. They shoot children. They shoot older people. They shoot handicapped people. Those things are just targets to him. But I believe the overwhelming motive was hate from this man. And, of course, exacerbated by a clear mental health history.
Dr. Ron Martinelli, follow him on his website, drronmartinelli.com. Doctor, thank you so much for the time and your analysis of this situation. Obviously, as the news continues to come out of Sutherland Springs and we find out more, we'll talk with you again.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. It is 10:31. That means it's time for news. On the other side of the news, we go back into police discussions. We're going to talk to Dan Clemente of Blue Line Unlimited coming up next on AM 1420 The Answer.